Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you.
They have bombs and fire. They said you would come.
Founders of Black Lives Matter and all them are actually into an anti-African cult that feeds off the energy of black people.
It's just the fact that Saul Alinsky dedicated his book Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. People are celebrating Satan in the way that many of us Christians celebrate God. And so, you know, it's about black people, their suffering, and their agenda being used to further a cause that's much bigger. And it is the Marxist socialism, the cultural Marxism, that they are making promises to blacks and other groups that are disenfranchised or poor, but it takes us back to the same failed Marxist socialist goals.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists.
Patrice Cullors, the one you just heard there saying that she's a trained Marxist, and that she and other BLM co-founders are trained Marxists, he said, quote, "I'm calling for spirituality to be deeply radical. We're not just having a social justice movement. This is a spiritual movement."
Maybe I'm sharing too much, but we become very intimate with the spirits that we call on regularly, right? Like, each of them seems to have a different presence and personality. You know, I laugh a lot with Waukesha, you know, and I didn't meet her in her body, right? I met her through this work.
Dr. Abdullah and Patrice Cullors talks about summoning the spirits of the dead, using the power of the spirits of the dead in order to give them the ability to do what they're calling the so-called justice work. You're going to find that what they're describing is their adherence to the...
Started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them, both from a deeply political place, but also from a deeply spiritual place.
Now, in case you're wondering who that is speaking, that is Patrice Cullors, co-founder of the Black Lives Matter organization, the same one you just heard saying, "We are trained Marxists."
Say their names. We do that all the time, that you kind of invoke that spirit, and then those spirits actually become present with you.
Now, y'all see all of this, the NBA, all on the jersey, say her name. They're not doing what you think they're doing. You think they're just honoring people. They are conjuring up spirits.
So when we say it's a spiritual battle, it is. These women, these Marxists, who tell you, we don't want men to have testicles, we don't want to have a black family, how could you say you're a bigger enemy of humans, or black people, than say, we are here to destroy the family? That is their maxim.
80% of abortion clinics in America are in minority neighborhoods. Over 22,500,000 black babies have been aborted in 50 years. Over 22,500,000 black babies have been aborted in 50 years.
You cannot say Black Lives Matter and then kill yourselves.
And you look at the spell they've got over people that have taken on this, just murder the police, murder innocent people, shoot people at checkpoints. burn things down, go into restaurants and attack people because of what color they are. And these women conducting their little white magic rituals out in the open like Avrina Baranovich does, but then the black magic is done internally. I mean, these are just arrogant This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming. September 21st on this Monday edition, 42 days out from the historic election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're into hour number two. Now, just yesterday, we were downtown with a drone flying around showing who's wearing masks, who isn't, to show how ridiculous it all is. We're going to have that video coming out soon. And I see painted on the railroad trestle a sign saying breathe, which is really a good thing. Actually, Ted Nugent's wife was on a few months ago with Ted, and she said, Alex, just breathe. That's what my wife tells me. It's what everybody tells me. I need to breathe. It's true. To still take action. Sometimes I forget to breathe for like a minute when I'm on air. I'm talking so fast. I'm so excited. Because this is an exciting time to be alive. But now, this new article is at NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Because I saw that Wall Street Journal article a few months ago saying, looking forward to the end of humanity, we're the fallen creatures that can't handle viruses and we're dirty and we're bad for the earth. Humanity all needs to be phased out and new silicon creatures take over. We've heard that before from the UN and from Bill Gates and from Ted Turner and all of them. There it is on screen for TV viewers. So they're externalizing their religion, but they want to make it dystopic for us and make us all fight with each other and break down civilization so we give up and just kill each other and then let them inherit the future. That's all this is a culling operation and getting us to turn off our life force. And the very people that are doing this have already turned theirs off and are trying to project their hatred of themselves onto us. So I've made the joke video, we'll play in a moment, but it really wasn't a joke, saying, what's next, telling people not to breathe? Because the only way you save people from COVID, because again, it doesn't matter if millions commit suicide from COVID, or millions die because they starve to death because of the COVID lockdown, or millions don't get medical care because of COVID and die, which they admit, it's killing hundreds of times what COVID is, even if you believe in COVID. Then why not just get rid of humanity altogether, like the Wall Street Journal said? And little did I know, the CDC, hours later, early this morning, the next day, Monday, says breathing is the problem and that breathing spreads it. Well, I mean, if we're going to kill millions to save one person, then we must kill the entire 7.5 billion population of the earth to save us from COVID. Only that will stop the spread. Only that will cut the curve. Only that will crush the curve. And I nominate Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett, David Rockefeller, oh, he's already dead. All the group that are part of the eugenics depopulation club that the Wall Street Journal reported on glowingly. I nominate Oprah Winfrey. I nominate Zbigniew Brzezinski. Oh, sorry, he's in hell, too. I nominate Ruth Bader Ginsburg to go first. Oh, sorry. But seriously, you guys go first. Oh, but you're the guardians of the evolution. You're the guardians. And then you do everything you can to dumb us down, poison us, make us stupid, so you can sit there and play God. You're disgusting filth. Hey, Bill Gates Sr., you go first. Oh, sorry, you just died too. All that life extension isn't working too well for you, Tom Brokaw, is it? So CDC adds breathing to ways coronavirus spreads. I made the joke, and now it's the reality. Kill yourself to save life, folks. That's the new logic. Here it is.
The Wall Street Journal is looking forward to the end of humanity and suggests that Silicon Valley moguls can save humanity by merging us with machines. And the CDC warns that COVID spreads by singing, talking, and breathing. But how would one avoid breathing? Perhaps these elite moguls just want us all to die.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in downtown Austin. We just found a very serious microaggression. You know, in forms in Europe, the United States, and Canada, they say when you're enrolling your child, don't say male or female because other people might not be male or female, and the existence of male or female is hurtful. Okay? Well, this says breathe. Well, not everybody can breathe. And so we should not allow people to say please breathe because that's discriminatory against those that aren't breathing. We know them as the dead. But some people identify as not breathing. I am offended, and I call up the city of Austin to remove that. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? No, actually, that's the globalist operation. Wage war on language, wage war on communication, and turning universities not into engines of enlightenment, but engines of mental illness to sabotage our country. Everything the left promotes in America is illegal in communist China. But communist China finances all of this cultural revolution here to destroy us. So, please breathe. And remember, wearing the mask is a symbol of being a slave. Wearing the mask is a symbol of being under the globalist manipulation and under their control. And it's a symbol of being a captured prisoner who is muzzled like an animal. Just like women under Islam wearing burqas over their heads. It has nothing to do with protecting you, nothing to do with your safety. It has everything to do with you accepting the forced inoculations they now admit are coming and the UN-run contact tracers. This is the world government AI social credit score rollout. The good news is humanity is awake to it and fighting back. So last night I did a video, you just saw it premiere here, where breathing is bad. And it all ties together. I want to take your phone calls for the rest of the hour before Ali Alexander joins us in studio on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, on the fact that in Atlanta and Houston and all over the country, they're coming door to door demanding blood samples. They say, well, we do pressure you, but there's no law. And they say, but we're going to be like Australia soon. We're going to start doing lockdowns where you can't even leave your house. That's the New York Times. And again, we told you this because it's a standardized plan. Black Lives Matters worldwide, Antifa's worldwide, the COVID lockdowns worldwide. It's all recognized by the UN. And it's all their plan and their control and their pretext. I shot a video on Saturday after I did a special two-hour show about how the DARPA admits that they're developing an implantable microchip that dissolves into your bloodstream so you can't ever get it out of you to prove you've had COVID-19 vaccines or to test for COVID-19. And my wife's like, is that really true? So I showed her the MIT link. It was even on drudgereport.com. And she tweeted it, and people couldn't believe it. And they also couldn't believe that they're going door-to-door for your blood. So everybody started posting under it, oh, my L.A.'s doing it, Houston's doing it, Atlanta's doing it. Yeah, folks, it's going down, okay? And again, they did all the test parameters where almost everybody's going to be positive, and see, it's never going to end. That's why it's synthetic. So they can spread it and mark you and then control you and then disappear you when they want. And I told you next would be permanent lockdowns, and then would be if you disagree with COVID-19 and say they're using it for a power grab, you disappear. And now Australia is set to pass a law to arrest you if you criticize it, because only who? The WHO. Only the World Health Organization gets to have speech, even though they've been caught lying about everything. They get to silence doctors. They get to silence scientists. They had a French news agency, as big as AP Worldwide, come out and say, is Jones right about them paying $52,000 for every person that's in a hospital with COVID? And they said, we don't know, even though it's confirmed. And they go, and Jones claims they want to shut the world economy off using COVID. I show you the Davos documents. But they said, oh, it's not true. And they just went on to deny all the things
that are actually happening, ladies and gentlemen. Totally and completely disgusting. They get $52,000 for every person they say have COVID if they put a tube down their throat and kill them. And that's a bounty on you to corrupt everybody and to get away with it. And what you see in Australia is coming to you. And you don't have to wait. And they don't care what Trump says. They don't care what the military says. They don't care what Congress says. They've got the cities and counties bought off. And that was always the UN plan, was to get control of them and then get control of the law enforcement and the district attorneys. And they've got the district attorneys in every major city. Every major city is either a leftist or a Soros person. And even the leftists are getting scared. I talked to one of the high-level leftists, one of the top Democrats in Austin. He said, you were right about all this. Soros is taking Austin over. Can we meet with you to find out how to stop them? And that's the separation of powers the founders talked about. As soon as the Democrats finally figure out they're Chi-Con idiots, that they've been duped, and that they're going to be thrown out, they might actually join Republicans and stop this. But there's not much more time. That's how serious this is. America is under foreign attack. We're fighting for our lives, for God.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I've got a tiger by the tail that's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek.
You know, Glenn Beck's got chalkboards. Just the kind of. And those are good things to use. I think I'm going to imitate that. He didn't invent the chalkboard. He ripped off most of what we do, so that's the most sincere form of flattery. But I'm thinking about getting a chalkboard, actually, because we can illustrate a lot there. But I've got a few props here during the break. I was thinking about this morning, like 4 a.m. when I woke up, and then I forgot until during the break. I was thinking, what do I got laying around the office that I can use as a prop to describe this that's really, really important? And I know the audience already knows this, but this is what you got to explain to your friends and family. So let me do it this way. Then I'm going to give the number out and take your calls coming up next segment. Let's take Madam President as the archetypal image of true Satanism, true selfishness, just absolute emptiness, and everything that is opposed to human development. Okay? Madam President and the forces that she represents, though she's just an archetype of Satan. Then I thought, what do I have as props? Well, I've got a chessboard, and then I've got this cool crystal falcon that my wife gave me. That we got in Mexico, but it's still a predator bird. So we'll look at it as a predator, because what is a sociopath, or worse than that, what's a psychopath? Well, it's a predator. It doesn't care about you. It doesn't want to build a civilization with you. It doesn't like making you dinner and seeing you happy. It doesn't like giving you a massage. It doesn't like giving you pleasure. It likes to rape people. It likes to take things. See. It likes to hurt people. And once you start thinking about the world through its eyes, things make sense. Whereas I like to give pleasure. I know you do as well. I love to cook a good dinner for people. I love them to cook a good dinner for me. I love to, you know, make my wife feel good. I love to try to empower you, because I'm a part of you. I'm not cut off psychically. I am part of you. I'm an individual, but I'm psychically connected to you. So your success is it makes me feel successful. When people don't do well, I don't feel good about that, unless they're evil and an enemy. But see, these sociopaths and psychopaths and Satanists, conscious Satanists, they know most people are inherently good. They're fallen, they have bad in them, but they want good. They're inclined towards good. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. As I think it was Paul said. But see, to win the chessboard, they have to convince the average person that they're under attack. So, if you've got Black Lives Matter, I guess let's just say symbolized by these brown pieces over here, run by Soros. A, you know, already they're under the command of Soros. They're not trying to help black people, but they think they're helping black people, though their king is Soros and Satan over here. And that doesn't represent black people. That's a hoax itself. And then you've got the so-called white pieces. If they can show a black person being wrongfully killed, that creates the perception that they're being killed. And so people get really, really upset, even though, as Attorney General said, it's about 12. The numbers I've seen are 14 black men get wrongfully killed a year by police in cases that are found where it's the cop made a mistake or was crazy or whatever, and it does happen. Let's just say it's 100. The point is, there aren't as many pieces on this chessboard of actual black men killed by police that can be proven that was wrong than there are on a chessboard. Whereas there are 2,000 black men killed by other black men in Chicago on average every year. That'd be 2,000 chess pieces versus these chess pieces.
Think about that. On one side of a chessboard, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So there's two more chess pieces on one side of the chessboard than actual black men that die. But can you imagine 2,000 brown chess pieces dead by the evil white pieces? But is it actually white pieces doing it? No. Picture humanity as this chessboard, and we think we're fighting with each other in divide and conquer. We think we're winning a war on this planet. But up here is the spirit, this predator, that's represented by his operatives on this planet. They could be white, they could be black, but their souls are evil. That is preying on this whole thing. But see, it's in another dimension. It's see-through. They can't see it. We can see it if we have spiritual discernment, but see, it's not black, it's not white, it's not brown. It's an entity. And it knows that if we have memory and a common sense and logic, it can't fool us. So that's why they've trained us with television and the culture to go from, on average, 45-minute attention spans to about 7-second attention spans for the average young person. Now, a goldfish has a longer attention span, ladies and gentlemen, than a human now under the age of 30. And so think about this. Imagine if these pieces were moving against you, but your memory wasn't even as long as one checker or one chess square. So you couldn't even see it moving, because unless it all moved in instantly against you, you couldn't even fight back. Because even though it's moving against you, taking your rights, taking your freedoms, poisoning you, giving you cancer, you can't see it because you don't have a memory. Because a memory is nothing but time, space, understanding. It's sight. So if you don't know the past and you don't know the present, you sure won't know the future. This entity is manipulating you and controlling you, and it wants to destroy the entire board. It doesn't see color. It sees humans. It wants dominance over that board. Because what we turn into, what we become in the universe, is much more dominant than this. And it doesn't like that. And it wants control of this planet. This is some pretty good real estate. And you don't just think that there's humans that want to control this real estate. The Bible tells us there is a fallen entity that needs to be knocked down. Oh, and it's beautiful. Satan's very pretty. But it wants to destroy you. It will beguile you and it will lie to you. The only way to defeat it is to admit that it's a game and it's playing us off against each other and recognize it and come together. And understand that our destinies are all tied together. And that this thing is not our friend and is here to destroy us. But until we do that, we have absolutely no power over this. And that's really the simple allegory or the analogy that I wanted to show you. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, or 512-646-1776. This creature is not invincible. We've beaten it before. We'll beat it again. But if you deny the devil's existence, that is his greatest trick. It's real. And it wants to destroy you and enslave you and control you. And I suggest that you don't let it have that victory over you and start understanding the reality. 14 black men are killed by police in the wrong every year conservatively. It could be even lower. Learn statistics, learn real numbers, learn Planned Parenthood that says it loves you and runs the Democratic Party, but its main mission is to kill all of these. But really, it was only setting the precedent to knock out a group that racist whites would agree with knocking out before it turns and gets everybody. See, it's got to trick people, trick this group, to isolate this group and take it out, and then it turns on this group. And to do that, it gets this group to do horrible things and attack this group. So this group gets pissed off and goes, okay, I'll kill them. And it's like, thanks for checking them out. Now I'm going to kill you.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my
human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you, I'm telling you the truth. It's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Americans, I'm Paul Harvey.
If I were the devil,
if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington, And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline of emotions. Don't let those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing. Now you know the rest of the story.
All right, we're taking your phone calls on the medical tyranny. It's not a prediction that this is UN run and they're going to come with contact tracers and blood draws and secretly arrest you and disappear you to secret facilities. That's what the UN said they'd do 8 months ago. And now in Quebec City, now in Ohio, USA, now in Australia, now in Dallas and Houston and everywhere, they're coming with the forced blood draws and saying we're going to start arresting people. They're trying to get cops to do it. And they're arresting people not wearing masks. This is the takeover. It has nothing to do with the virus or the death numbers. It's the power grab to lock our economy down when China's wide open for business. Now the CDC says breathing is a problem. It's the reason coronavirus is spreading. It's an attack on reality. Ali Alexander is going to be joining us coming up next hour. We've got several really important special reports we're going to premiere. We're going to be looking at the fires all over the United States. The Pentagon coming out saying China has direct energy weapons to attack space targets and ground targets. And a lot of experts a year ago during the fires said a lot of them look like they're laser targeted. We're going to look at that as well with the Greg Reese report. Well, let's go to your calls right now. We got Mountain Patriot and Jeff and Forrest and Kelly and Taylor and Matt and Ian and Eric and Bella and so many others. So I'm going to move quick through these. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeff. Jeff in Colorado.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing all right, brother. Go ahead.
To talk about biblical prophecy, because you've touched on this a lot. And I truly believe that we are living in those times. And I've tried to warn people around me about that. And they have this hopeless optimism that we're going to return to the way things were, and I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, I mean, the UN says it never ends. That would never stop. They're never going to, until we start saying no. But see, it's always, it'll stop someday. We'll be 1,000 years from now with forced inoculations. Most of us are dead. We, mask are glued on. We're born if these people had their way.
Well, and I want to take it a step further and go a little deeper. With this, in the Bible, it says that, people who are really following the word will receive dreams and visions that give us an idea of what's to come. And I've had several this year, more so than I've ever had. It's like on a weekly basis now.
It's nightly now. It's over the top.
One of those dreams has to do with President Trump facing a huge economic collapse that is to come, but that's not the one I wanted to talk about.
Oh, I agree. They're going to do that one way or the other next year.
the one I wanted to talk about has to do with Obama. And I had a dream that it was at Denver International Airport. People were running around. They were preparing for some sort of imminent attack, a bomb, a missile, something. And then the dream shifted to this underground facility where there was these guys at a boardroom table. Obama was there manufacturing this imminent attack, whatever that attack was. I woke up, you know, at 2 a.m., and to be honest with you, I've never given a second thought about Obama since he left office. I thought, okay, when he was president, maybe this guy could be the Antichrist because of the hope message and then how people practically worshiped him and the media worshiped him. But now, if you think about it, out of chaos comes order. There will be chaos for the rest of the year. And don't expect 2021 to be smooth at all. It's going to get worse.
And don't expect the deep state to ratchet back what they're doing. Amazing points, Jeff. Go ahead and finish up.
Well, who do you think would step up? Who do you think the UN would appoint who would be a godlike status symbol, a person who would be worshipped by the media?
Obama.
Who is sympathetic to BLM.
Oh, there's no doubt this is all being prepared. That's why Soros, the document said, tried to cause martial law before so Obama could stay in office. They definitely treat him like some type of messiah figure. Thank you so much for your call. Great points. Carlos in Canada is always a great caller. Let's go to him. Carlos, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Wanted to just mention that the very important event took place to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 1950. James Paul Warburg, international financier, of course, and banker, told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that world government, you're going to have it one day, whether by consent or by force.
I think you said by consent or conquest.
Yes, you're right. Conquest. And we're there. We're at the stage where the United Nations, for instance, instituted initially to keep peace among nations by having the sovereignty of nations protected by the entire collective so that no individual nation could just jump over the border and do whatever it wants on the sovereignty of the smaller nations. That was the design. You were going to have five basic, if you want to call it, control huge nations with atomic power, and all the rest were going to be nations protected by the collective rules.
Now, so it's a UN world government, just like Hunger Games. Hunger Games is based on the UN model, not vice versa. So it's art imitating life, and it's total global tyranny with a UN force, everyone else disarmed, and then the UN carries out the orderly depopulation. That's the official UN plan.
Who gave them that mandate? Nobody did. They have no mandate. In fact,
no, they don't. It's just a power grab.
Yeah, well, President Trump, and he's not alone, by the way. I know for a fact that there are organizations worldwide who are questioning the authority of the United Nations to intervene.
No, I agree. So how big a deal is it that Trump's pulled out of the WHO, pulled out of treaties? That shows he's the real deal. He needs to fully pull out of the United Nations. He needs to take the property in New York.
Well, it's a joke. I mean, look at the sovereignty of a country that is not protected. The moment that the collective does not protect the sovereignty of a country...
No, I agree. Americans and others are probably going to start moving on the UN building like they did on Ceausescu in Romania. And I'm not calling for that. I'm just saying it's backed up by a bunch of stolen money and a bunch of Rothschild money, and it's backed up by the media. That's it. And it's our enemy that wants to lock us down and kill us. They want to kill us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Let's go right back to Carlos in Canada. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and a lot of other callers, like Forrest, the Mountain Man, the Atomic Age, and many others. All right, so you were getting into United Nations and overstepping its role. Imagine we wake up 8 months ago, and if the UN doesn't say it's true, you can't say it, including hospitals, medical doctors. Suddenly the UN is boss over all of big tech. So big tech says, oh, governments can't tell us what to do, and the U.S. government can't tell us what to do as we violate people's rights and spy on them and censor them. But the UN is boss, and Congress still sits there with their thumb in their rear end, Carlos.
It is a question of the concept of the United Nations. It arose as a failure of the Treaty of Versailles after World War One, and in World War One, the reason why Versailles failed in large measure was because empires were still empires. They had colonies. So they were forced by financial interests and by, you know.
Yeah, the very robber barons that wanted to have a financial empire, get rid of the old empires, they set up the League of Nations, which failed by design.
Right, and then the colonies were taken apart from the empires. Empires collapsed, so you had France and so on. Some interests were even that even France wouldn't be part remain even as a nation, and so it was essentially small nations in a control by atomic powers essentially, and that was the concept. Now the idea was
that's right. Bertrand Russell postulated that, and he said if other nations fought, that the world government would just nuke them.
Correct. see, it was the United Nations, the sovereignty of each individual nation protected by the collective under a reasoned, if you want to call it, executive, based on Ruskin's ideas of the elites are better than the commoners to rule themselves. So when you look at it in the context of what it was created, the United Nations is totally out of mandate. It is absolutely irrelevant. It doesn't even protect the sovereignty of nations. Look at the Palestinian-Israeli struggle. I mean, for instance, okay, with all respect to the fact that I respect the right of nations to exist, it doesn't matter that if the sovereignty of a country is invaded by another, by bombing or belly, then at that point, the United Collective is supposed to get together and say, wait, cut it out, because according to the rules of the game, we maintain peace by collective sovereignty support. Now, if you do not do that, and the United States sovereignty at the level of you and I is to tell me and you in Canada or in the United States to wear a mask, I mean, what is this?
Exactly. It's supposed to be a League of Nations where we go and then make decisions. It's not where the UN tells us what to do. It's a corporate world government. Thank you, Carlos. Let's move quick now through the calls. A lot of great callers here. Let's go ahead and talk to who's been holding longest here. Ian in Utah, then Beefy in Virginia. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you.
My first time calling in, and I'd like to talk about how ridiculous Joe Biden's claim was at his speech saying 200 billion people will die after he's done with his speech. I did the math this morning. That's 25 times the entire world population in his claim.
Well, that might have been a typo you read. He says 200 million.
Oh, 200 million. I thought I heard billion.
But it's still over half the U.S. population. Of course, it isn't true, but, I mean, Joe Biden cannot say a falsehood. You didn't know? More than half the U.S. was dead?
Right.
What do you make of how the media won't even challenge him on this?
I think it's completely ridiculous because they're going after everyone else. And I know you're not really on social media anymore, but these fact checkers, quote-unquote fact checkers, they are ruthless right now. Anything that's...
Yeah, they've got a name for them. They're called censors, and they're run by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Chinese government, sir. I appreciate your call. You're all on social media, so you just take our stuff, post it up there. Just don't put my name in it, and it'll go viral. They block the stuff or ridicule it. The fact checkers are too dumb to let it go forward. This guy's a real piece of crap. Listen to what he has to say. Listen to this piece of garbage. He says the lockdowns should have never been done. Again, yes, they say that the UN is in charge of the fact checking. Let's go ahead and go to Beefy in Virginia. Beefy, you're on the air.
What's going on, Alex? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call. I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You do a great job, and you're definitely a soldier for God and patriotic America. I'm a local government worker here in Virginia, and they're forcing this medical tyranny upon all of the employees. They're forcing us to wear masks whether we're in a building or we're not. We could be outside, but they say, if we're within 6 feet of somebody to have a mask on, we're outdoors, riding in work trucks, put a mask on in the work truck.
Well, you need to sue them because the federal courts have ruled they can't do all this. These lockdowns are illegal. They're garbage. They're not science. Everybody's got to challenge it because next is the contact tracing, which is here, the blood draws and the forced inoculations and the disappearing people. It's all official. It's all being beta tested. CNN, MSNBC say we're going to be like Australia by next year, which means lockdowns, checkpoints, you name it. This is called martial law, brother. The globalists took over the banks. They took over the country. They don't have full control of all the states, but this is their takeover, brother.
Absolutely. We all have to stand up to it. One by one, little by little, I mean, they're taking our rights. And here in Virginia, we've got this crackpot governor, Northam. Blackface or...
Well, what he is he's compromised. He's fully compromised. Yeah, and he says, we got contact tracing apps for the government worker phones coming. You got to draw the line in the sand now, brother.
Absolutely. We've got to stand up against it.
Thank you, Beefy, for calling. Let's talk to Patriot in Africa. Patriot in Africa, welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. It's just incredible to see the medical tyranny and just the great research program being set all over the world. Just technocracy coming in, police state. It's just unbelievable what's happened in the last few months.
It's all happening. And just like any war, it's boom. It invades. It's like there's nothing there, and then bam, the dam breaks, and we're inside of it.
Yeah, and then just how the public has just bought into all of it, and they're loving the tyranny. They're loving enforcing the mask and the social distancing, and any opinion which is against what the state says is completely anathema, and they treat you like a criminal.
And what's crazy is local businesses love staying closed or 25%, even though it's bankrupting them, and Amazon and Walmart and Target aren't. So all the big money is consolidating power, starving the third world. I mean, look at what's happening all over the world. Africa, the starvation. COVID isn't causing that. The COVID lockdown is. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. The head of the UN food program said the famine scores are going to be biblical in proportion. I mean, they're estimating tens of millions are going to die. The lockdowns have been a catastrophe. They've wrecked the world economy. And as you said, when the first world sneezes, the third world gets sick. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, we're in big trouble here. We're in big trouble. And they have the Great Reset agenda coming up next year. So they're looking to collapse the economy further, consolidate power, trillions in bailouts, just consolidating everything. The mega banks are just sucking everything up, sucking our freedom, sucking our dignity. We need to stand up. We need to resist, Alex.
I agree, brother, and you're on fire. I mean, for folks that don't know, the average person in the third world has 2 weeks of food and money, and millions more are dying. These are real numbers. And so when the left wears their mask and keeps things locked down and says they're virtue signaling, they need to be yelled at. With the cover of Soros, Black Lives Matter, over 14 black dudes, while millions of Africans, millions of Latin Americans, millions of Middle Easterners, they're starving to death right now. This is real. You know, you got Ilhan Omar talking about how America's evil and bad. Meanwhile, she doesn't say a word about 3 million Muslim Uyghurs in death camps in China, or Christians, or Buddhists. I mean, this is outrageous. Give us a ballpark. Where are you in Africa? What are you seeing?
I'm in Zambia, and obviously the lockdowns there have been heavily enforced, and the economy has been real bad. Alex, on the ground, the small business owners have just been hit really hard. I'm seeing the effects of the poverty, and it's just really sad to see.
Well, you know, the head of the Davos Group, Bragg, he said, we're going to take over every small business with this. And he laughed about it and said, this is the Great Reset of vertical integration. They need to be called out. But when they see us not calling out China, doing stuff way above what Hitler did or Stalin did, they have a green light. And so what do you think everybody should do? I just say get in the face of leftist organizations everywhere and let people know that they are the diabolical killers. They are the genocidists. The people behind the COVID hysteria are genocidists.
Exactly. These eugenicists at the top. I read the Great Reset book that he put out, Schwab. And, we need to stand up now, because once they kill the economy for good, people are going to be too busy just trying to survive to resist any of the tyranny going on. But now is the time, before it's too late. We need to stand up. We need to reclaim our rights. We need to not bow down to the social distancing and the enforcing. And we just need to stand up, Alex.
Well, sir, let me get your number if we can have you on as a guest, because I finally have gotten bigger crew. They're great. We're finally on 7 days a week. We're doing some commercial-free shows with callers. I'd like to have you on for 20, 30 minutes as a guest. So don't hang up, Patriot in Africa. Yeah, folks, everybody's under attack. And then when they collapse Africa and Latin America and Asia and the Middle East, then they're going to flood us with desperate people. The left will be waiting to then turn them into anti-Europeans and then make us all kill each other. You see, these people know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to stand against it. They want to kill the Africans. They want to kill the Europeans. They want to kill everybody. We'll be back. I didn't even plug this hour. InfoWarsStore.com got a big sale. Without you buying products, we're going to be shut down.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own survival seed bank today.